Buck, what's up, bud?
Oh, man. Just trying to get in the office and get things rolling. You know how that is, practice and game planning and everything else.
You guys are 2-0, right?
Yeah, we are. We played about as bad as we could play in the first half against Memphis, and they did some things to us they didn't do on tape, so we had to adjust, finally got that adjustment, and found a way to win that game on the road.
Now that you're in the playing part of the season, what is practice like? Like, what's your daily routine like before a game?
Well, usually early parts of the week are the heaviest.
Right.
You know, so if we play on a Sunday, usually the guys have something to do on Monday, day off, Tuesday, then Wednesday, Thursday, heavy days. Friday, you start tapering back, and then Saturday is just strictly a walkthrough. So that's kind of, you know, that's what we are today. We're almost in our Thursday kind of mode because we play on Saturday. So the good thing when you win, sometimes the head coach does you and the players a favor, and you get Sunday off, and you're able to regroup and get back together. But then that makes a long part of the early part of the week when that Saturday comes around pretty quick. And the good thing about it, and the bad thing is, we played Salt Lake City, we beat them in the first week, but we know they're going to be ready to, you know, kind of fire back at us. So we've got to be ready, and we go to their place, which is an altitude situation and, you know, all those things. So weather will be a factor. All, you know, how you have to plan for everything and prepare and be ready to go for pretty much anything you're going to see. They've got a good, really good defensive line, and that presents some challenges for us. So we'll have to be ready for that again this week.
Comparing to the college game, how do you coaches decide how much hitting to do? To be smart, but also to be where you're hitting enough to where it's not foreign.
So here's the deal, Bill. It's really hard for us because think about it. On game day, we cut it down to 42, which, and you have an emergency quarterback, so you have 43. Our rosters are 53, period. So 10 guys are inactive every week. We don't have a practice squad like the NFL, so we've got to really cut down the hitting. I know when you go to college campuses, you see the walk-ons, you see, you know, a bunch of different guys, so you have more bodies to practice, and that's the problem for us. We get into a situation during the week, if a receiver goes down, per se, or, you know, a running back, we're trying to service those folks. And for us, the first week of the season, we had some O-line and D-linemen that were nicked up. They weren't hurt significantly, but they were just hurt enough where you don't want to put them in a position where they can get injured even more in practice. So you got to be cognizant of that. We really, really only one day in this league can we go full pads, and really nobody goes full pads. It's usually just shoulder pads and helmets, and that's going to be our day-to-day. But even then, it's not one of those situations where you're going real hard during the season. You can't, because you can't afford to lose any guys. So that's the balance that we have to play. I think all teams, and you talk to the guys in the league, they're doing the same thing. They just really had to scale it back because you don't want to lose anybody on a, you know, on a weekday practice and not get them to the game.
Help me with a rule or two, because I haven't looked into it enough. Is it true there's no targeting in that league?
Well, I think there is targeting, but they've been real lax on some of those things. I'll say that. Yeah, well, here's one. You know, Christian Hackenberg, I think a lot of people were up in arms, but he was a runner, and that's just one that I know and I saw in our game. And our defensive back or our linebacker, Steven Johnson, did not come helmet to helmet. He did not hit him above the head. What happened, Hackenberg was in a position where he was sitting straight up, And Steven Johnson just came and hit him in his back, and it looked worse than it was, but it was a pretty good shot. Usually, but I have seen some quarterbacks getting some pretty good shots in this league, and I think the officials have been a little bit lax on some of that. Some of the things that they have called pretty closely are, you know, illegal defense, but I think they've gotten away from that some. And there's some nuances to it about the number of guys you can have on the line of scrimmage at the time of the snap, but also who can come. Two adjacent linebackers cannot come together. So meaning if you have a 4-3 front, Mike, Sam, and Will, you can't bring Sam and Mike together. You can only bring – you could bring Sam and Will, but a lot of teams don't bring that much pressure because they know that we can pick that up. You know, just little nuances like that. So, yeah, I think the interesting thing is our officials are getting comfortable with some of the rules and starting to learn them. So as a offensive coach and a player, you start saying, okay, here's what we know we've seen so far, and we don't know if that's going to change, but let's be prepared for whatever they throw at us.
Where do the officials come from? Are they college guys?
You know, I think they're coming from a lot of different areas, and I think they are from college. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I do know it's a few guys that I have seen working before, so right. I think it is officials. I have to check that. College. I have to check that one, Bill, because, you know, that's the one thing. Some of these guys are trying to rise through the ranks. We have some female officials, one or two every single weekend. So it's given opportunities in that regard to officials trying to get to the next level. I know on every staff there's, we have a female coach, Jennifer King, who, you know, has coached college basketball. She's played football. Every staff has, you know, at least one female coach. And then we also have some of our, you know, assistant strength coaches in the league that are female. So I think what it is providing opportunities, not only for the right. players on the field, but also, you know, women and just folks that are trying to get to the professional rank.
Jeff Chu tweets, please ask Buck what percentage of AAF players he thinks could make an NFL roster or practice squad.
You know, I think if you look at our league, here's what I'll do. I'll say for the number of guys that we've had drafted, we had 13, if you look at our roster, that have been NFL draftees, right?
Right.
And if I go in my room alone, all three of my guys now have been on an NFL roster, whether it's been active or practice squad. I think it's about the situation of timing. And, you know, we talk a lot about that, trying to help these young men get that opportunity. So, you know, what the percentages are, I don't know, 10, maybe 20, maybe even 30%, because I haven't been able to see every single team yet. But from what I've been able to see, there's some really good players, some active guys, some guys that can make plays. Now it becomes about timing and situations for where the league will put them. The good thing for our guys is that all of our games – are, you know, they can be seen. The NFL sees these tapes and games, so they get a chance to really watch these guys closely, because when they've been watching them on their teams, they've mainly been practice squad guys, or they've been guys that have been look guys, or if they play, they played a little, but they have not been able to be themselves. So I think that's what this league is providing. So I don't know. I'd have to really take a look at that at the end of the season. But I think there's some real – we've got some guys on defense that I know can play at the next level, and I know on offense as well. It's just a matter of timing. Is that the right time for them to get to the situation where they can make that squad and really be a contributor for a team at the next level?
Buck, I know you're busy, my friend. I'll text you next week, and we'll see if we can get it back on the same page.
Yeah, I know you're trying to get accustomed to the league, man, but it's some guys you know from college. That make some plays, and we've got some exciting guys, especially when we get our offense rolling. We can put up points. We just got to do it consistently.
Appreciate you, Buck.
All right, man. Take care.
There he is, Charles Arbuckle.